Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
It was nice, Guillermo. I looked outside the window and saw snow. It fell lazily past as my breath fogged up the glass. I stayed inside today. I made soup on the camp stove. I bundled up under blankets. I thought about going outside, but... Well, I couldn't find my winter coat, and my mom's old one is a large. I didn't even want to touch Ace's. I found a hot cocoa packet. I think next time I get groceries, I'm going to get more. And maybe there'll be a place with jackets and boots, so I can go outside next time there's snow. Mo? Why did he say that? Why did he say that she was looking for me? You've been quiet lately. Well, I've been quiet lately. I've been using words to try and figure this all out, but... Why did he say that? I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want this. I don't want to go outside anymore. I don't want to look for Ace, and I don't want... If she is looking... Why does it feel like everyone in the whole world is lost and looking, and only if we all just stayed in one place, we could find each other? Can't see anything, Mo. I'm usually asleep right now. It's weird when light and not sound is your alarm clock. Maybe that's how it should be. But if that's the case, I should be asleep right now. I should see the darkness of my eyelids, not in my room. I should close my eyes and open them to someplace new. Today I saw a flat expanse of ice. Today was cold, Mo, but when the fog rolls in, the temperature changes to something my body no longer notices. How long will this go on? If I refuse to step outside my door again, will my windows just look out onto a different place every day? If I... die from starvation? Will the lighthouse keep moving? The shifting tomb for my body until everything in here turns to dust. I felt alone, Mo, but I didn't used to feel lonely. Happy I found the light in the junk closet. It had all sorts of stuff. Camp stove, light. The propane smelled bad, and I'm happy I found some at the store I managed to get to after talking to that girl at the bus stop.
This old lighthouse belonged to the Miller family decades ago. They didn't build the place, but everyone in town agrees. They gave the place life. The beating heart and blood which fueled the beacon, warning incoming sailors of the dangers below. What they neglected was the dangers within as the heart of one of the children grew darker with the coming winter. It was cold, the food was scarce, and the child knew that less mouths to feed meant a greater chance for survival. One by one, the child tapped their siblings' shoulders, waking them to lure to the cliff with the promise of secrets and candy. One by one, the children plunged into the darkness below. The child lied to the Miller parents, beset with grief, and greedily ate the portions meant for others. Then, on the darkest night of winter, their voices floated up to the child's ears. "Come outside," they beckoned. "We miss you. Come to play and share in the secrets of the afterworld."
No. There's no kids. No kids. There's nothing outside but fog. There's nothing outside but fog. Fog. Not real. I don't want you to be real. Is downstairs.
The child's curiosity got the better, and the siblings rejoiced upon their arrival in the cold. They tapped and tapped upon the windows, calling out to their parents to join them. Their father awoke to the sounds, rejoicing at their return, and headed towards the front door. His footsteps roused their mother, who chased after him, but her attempts to pull him back were defeated by the hallucinogenic hope of grief. He stepped out into the night, his foot falling upon candy wrappers saved from summer. Miller mother did not follow, but once a year, she heard Tip tapping upon her window, her children calling out to her, littering the ground with afterworld sweets.
Guillermo. Last the night. Oh, no. There's nothing out there. There's nothing out there. All I've seen is fog. How can anything be out there? Whatever's out there might be able to see you, Mo. I don't think it knows where I am. I will not be scared in my own home, goddammit. Mother! Make yourself known, goddammit.
Families moved in and out after she died. Kids from town would throw rocks on the solstice, tap at the windows, and litter their candy saved from Halloween.
Horace's room. Oh, shoot, I hope the window's locked.
But it wasn't the longest night the story spoke of. It was the darkest night, a night without stars, when the children would appear, their father standing silently awaiting his wife. And on those nights, well, from time to time, a child of the town would join their ranks from the dangers below.
All right. It's fine. You're fine. This is your home turf. Screw whatever this is, you got this. You're armed with a plunger, but you got this. It's not the children, it's... Ruth? No, it's not her. It can't be her. She's gone. She's moved on. And that can't be her. How'd she get down there so fast? Ruth? Ruth? Ruth?
Perry!
No. No.
Perry, let me in!
Look, I don't know you. You're not... I don't know who you are. How do you know my name? How...
God damn it, Perry!
I almost, but I didn't. How did they know? How did they know my name?
The Far Meridian, created and written by Eli Barraza, directed and produced by Misha Stanton, performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Noah Gildermaster as Ace, and Jose Donato as the voice in the fog. Music by The Album Leaf. For more information and links to support the show, go to thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Far Meridian. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, may you always find your way.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.